Dad was actually born in the Yeats Country Hotel. It was Ewing's Golflingle Hotel then. So I never strayed very far from there, and spent an awful lot of his time on the golf course. His dad used to give him 2 and 6 pence to go and buy a glass of whiskey for whoever he played with. And he spent hours on the practice fairway. It was all our life was involved with golf and the stories. With great fun, great friends, great company. We had Easter, we had lots of visitors. We had Joe Carr used to stay with us. And the fun and slagging was great. Lots of famous golfers were in and out through Ross's Point over all the years, and there was great camaraderie and great friendship formed through golf.
What sort of man was he? And for a younger generation of golf enthusiasts here at Ross's Point, they see his picture on the wall here in the main reception of the clubhouse. They might know he won 10 West of Ireland titles. He represented his country, Ryder and Walker Cups. But, you know, what sort of man was he?
He was a very quiet man, very shy man, but loved a bit of fun and a bit of crack with the lads or their friends playing golf. They enjoyed their four balls more than I think maybe people do now, because the fun that they had was teasing one another and knocking off one another. And then, of course, there was the post-mortem in the clubhouse when they came in, which seemed to last a long time.
Was he mad about golf? I mean, is that your earliest memory?
It was very important to him. If he had been away playing in a tournament, he seemed to have to come home, change his clothes, drop all his bags and come out to the point to hit a few balls to kind of acknowledge that he was home again. It seemed to be the end of the journey. If he was away at a championship or something, he still had to come out here to hit a few balls and touch ground with Ross's Point and the clubhouse again.
Did you ever play golf with him?
Oh, I did. I did. I played mixed foursomes with father and daughter, and it was grand. Great fun for a while, and then suddenly we weren't doing too badly. And then his
competitive streak
came in, which put me all over the place. That was the end of the round of golf. He said it as shortly before he died that he could still play all the shots that he played, but he didn't have the concentration to keep a game going like he used to. It was said that sometimes he didn't know who he was playing. He concentrated so hard on what he was at.
So he really got into his zone out on the golf course.
Absolutely. And had an ulcer all the years he played golf. I suppose the adrenaline and stress. But still, it was a very important thing in his life.
And was the local golf club important to him?
Yes, yes. We lived in Ballina from 1943 to 1955. And the golf didn't really pick up again until with the war, until 1945. But we lived in Ballina in those years, and there was a 9-hole course, and seemed every night or every evening after work, you kind of went up to the golf club and played 9 holes and maybe had a pint or two or whatever. It's a lovely inland course, but it was just 9 holes. But again, it was the fun and crack with the lads and the gallivanting and messing.
Would you mind telling me the story about your granddad, Tommy Ewing, who owned the hotel here in Ross's Point, which was the clubhouse for County Sligo Golf Club in its early years, Cecil's dad. And when Cecil was picked for the Walker Cup team, there's a nice story about how granddad, Cecil's dad, found out about that.
Well, Dad was working in Ballina. He was with an insurance company at the time. And his father was in the bar in the evening about 7 o'clock, and somebody drifted in, and another fella drifted in, and another pint. Any news? They said, no, no. Dad's father said, no. Any news about Cecil? Not a pint, no. No, I didn't hear anything. He's in Ballina. You didn't hear Cecil was on the World Cup team? No, he said, but there's a telegram up there. Everybody knew he was on the team before the telegram was opened. In those days, that's the way the news was sent. They opened the telegram and he rang his dad and he came back to see the telegram. He had to see it to believe it.
So. Finally, Anne, as we look around the wall of the Cecil Ewing Memorial Room here at County Sligo Golf Club, there are some wonderful images of key moments when he won, newspaper articles, pictures. What's your standout memory when it comes to golf of your dad, Cecil Ewing?
I think one of the most important ones was when he won the Irish Close in 1951. We were staying in cars with Joe and Dore and his family, and we'll go back at lunchtime. And on third or fourth round, Daddy met John Glover, who was from Northern Ireland. I think he played out of Knock. And the match went to the 26th hole, yeah, practically in the darkness. I followed every step of the way and left drops of blood all over the place.
Drops of blood?
In the end, he won on the 26th, and they went. He got to the final with Joe. It was in those days, it was a 36-hole final, and he was two down at halftime after 18 holes. And it was a Friday. We went back to cars for lunch. Daddy got his steak because he wasn't. He was able to have a steak on a Friday. Everybody else got fish. And Daddy won eventually on the 2-1 on the 35th hole. So the stake paid off.